with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters.
Welcome back. It's the grilling guys, and you're listening to the Memorial Day weekend version, and we appreciate you tuning in. Hope your weekend is started off great here on a weekend morning when you're listening to us. You know, you got a Bloody Mary in your hand or a big cup of coffee. That'd be a good thing right now. Sit back, relax, and
agua.
Yeah, let's have a little bit of barbecue talk. So this is the weekend that traditionally kicks off the barbecue season. Many of our listeners, you're year rounders like we are, but if you're not, this is the season. And as Bob calls them, the seagulls come in this time of year, and those are neighbors and friends that show up that just want to, you know, say, hey, how you doing? But, oh, by the way.
Smelled the food.
Yeah, smelled the food and brought them through the campground.
It's funny because you live 4 miles away.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But they kind of know when a grilling guy hits it's a holiday weekend, you're going to have some barbecues. So,
well, I liked what you said about getting out the old burger out of the freezer. And you need to, by the way. That's now a year old.
Right.
So,
yep.
And it's fine, as we learned from Tim, it and unless it's 72 below zero, it's not totally frozen. Bacteria still grows, so
right.
It's not like wine where you can keep it for
right.
a long time.
Right, but
unless you want to age it,
right,
and then do it on the counter.
Aged beef, yeah, right.
So I'm just thinking, it's real easy. You know, you asked me what I grilled this week, and I was just really busy with my new job and everything, and probably working on the deck every night and stuff like that. Plus, if it's just Maureen and I very often am guilty of not having a lot of prep done.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, what do you want to eat?
Yep.
And we got a freezer full of proteins, and or we'll stop and get some.
Right.
I'm a big fan of swinging by Sobey Meats because it's just a wonderful experience.
Always.
And the meat's great. But I'm thinking that I'm guilty of not doing some fancy little things very often. So I just encourage people to put on the Ritz, even if it's just for your bride or your kids, or, you know, make it special. If you're going to take the time to get that grill fired up, get out there and get something done. And even if it's like, if you just make your own topping,
yep.
You know,
simple as get some mushrooms and some sweet onions and slice up the mushrooms and
yeah.
the onion, and then put them in a pan, saute them with a little garlic olive oil, and hit them
with some 18-year balsamic from Old World when
right.
you're done.
Yep, and
reduce
let that
it.
Caramelize, reduce it down a little
so
bit.
So good.
Oh, man, a topper for a steak or even a burger. That's just a fantastic one.
I'm a big fan of green sliced olives. I love olive
oh,
burgers.
Yeah, yeah.
And
mixed into mayo, or do you just put the olives on?
No, I put the mayo on the bun, just lettuce and green olives, and that's it.
Yeah, you mentioned Sobey's.
Maybe some Swiss.
Yeah, you mentioned Sobey's. I called Tim earlier this week. We are having 12 people over for Sunday for a kickoff the summer steak fry. And I called Tim, and he's custom cutting 12 inch and a quarter ribeyes for me.
Mm.
And
why so thin?
Yeah, right, exactly. And
I thought you were a 2 inch guy.
Yeah, well, the ladies well, no, I should say,
because you got to buy 12
no,
of them is
right,
the answer, Bob.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Deepity, deepity, yeah. But anyway, so I'm headed over there, and so, you know, you talked about putting on the Ritz. That's a nice meal. Because
so what are you going to do for those steaks? You going to do any toppers? Maybe a little...
just what I said, the mushrooms
little,
and onions and with the balsamic.
Bernays,
and
maybe?
No, there's no... Bernays does not come to my party.
Oh,
I'm
love
not
it.
A, I'm not that guy.
Love
I'm,
it.
No, that's
so
not
so good.
I mean, if somebody
it's
else...
kind of gravy.
There is a chef coming, a trained chef that's coming to the party. So if he wants to make Bernays, he can make
there
it in
you
my
go.
Kitchen. But that's not me.
This is all about you.
No, it's not. But I'm giving ribeyes and baked potatoes, and then everybody else is bringing a dish to pass.
Damn it, and that's what you're getting.
Yeah, right.
You'll eat these onions.
Yeah, and you'll like them. Yeah. Well, at some point, you got to limit what you have.
I get it.
And, but no, everybody's graciously bringing something to pass. So all I did was proteins and potatoes. And
what's Stan bringing?
What he might be the one that's doing the Bernays.
Oh, yeah. So, you got to give him something to
right.
do.
I believe or though there, I believe he's doing some crab cakes that are going to come with it. Oh. So we're going to do a little surf and turf. But should be a great meal. And
you're
going to
fire up the
day.
Heater?
What? Oh yeah. It'll be going. I think that it'll be going, but. It takes so long to get that, you know, when it's cold for the beginning of the year.
And oh, man.
With it being down to 40 a couple nights this week, I didn't even try. I knew I had to be throwing money in the water.
I'm telling you, man, and try heating mine. It's even bigger.
Oh, I know.
And my heater's like 300,000 BTU.
Yeah.
And that gas meter is right by the master bedroom.
Can't sleep at night when
oh,
it's on?
Oh, my God. When I first fire up the pool, it's just whistling for like a day and a half, and right. I'm just Jones, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
dollar, as it says here,
yeah. I don't even check my fuel gas bills anymore. It's just like, I know combined we're going to have 600 a month no matter what month it is.
Right,
so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, whether you're heating the place they got you or you're cooling the place.
So what other things can you do to put on the Ritz for people?
You know,
I think you tend to really like shrimp, and I think some of these recipes we throw out during the season are good. Like, one way to put on the Ritz is people never buy scallops. Buy some scallops.
Right.
You know, get some. It's always easy to do shrimp, but do shrimp and scallops. Do skewers. Do maybe do some Hawaiian skewers,
right,
if you will.
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm not real seasoned on cooking scallops. I do them maybe once a year. I think you might do them a little more. Give us a tip on how to, what do you prepare them? They come out of a package, and then what do you do to them, and how do you cook them?
Well, you know, buy them from somebody you know.
Right.
You know, so that you have a, if you're going to put on the Ritz, if you're going to treat some people, make sure you have a supplier that's consistent. But I'm going to really just use salt, pepper, and fresh thyme.
Okay.
And it's all you need. They're so fantastic.
Did you oil them up a little bit so they don't stick to the grill?
I do. And basically whatever oil's in my hand, I don't really care so much
not
about
much
that.
Not much of it on there.
I'm not going to put a big profile on a scallop.
Right.
It's just so beautiful and delicate.
So do you cook them? They're about as big around as a golf ball, most of them, and flat, right?
Right.
But
I get the big ones for grilling.
Yeah. Are you putting them on a skewer, or
Absolutely.
Are you just putting them right on the grill? Or
Either on a skewer or in a basket. I'm really, you know, I'm a huge basket fan.
Right.
And depends on which grill I'm firing up, but I'm about ready to fire up that big Argentinian one, that big stainless one that guy made for us.
Be careful, that'll burn you.
Yep.
That grill is wonderful, but it the whole thing gets hot.
But if you just burn briquettes in that one,
yeah, right, and not the lump, yeah.
Right.
So you're hearing little tidbits here of mistakes that we've made, and and we're never going to do it again because
as you look at the scars on my hand, oh no, these will get ripped off this afternoon as soon as I get back home and start working on it.
Yeah, exactly. but anyway, yeah. So scallops are good. And how do you know when they're done?
That's a good question. Maybe the feel? I don't know. I just know they don't take very long.
They firm up, and I think they get a little bit opaque more than they are when you put them on there, and that'll let you know that they're – but it's the firmness. They're not going to be spongy like they are when you put them on, right? They tighten up a little bit, and then you know that they're done.
But that's funny because I never really test them. I just cook them
you can
and
see
serve
it,
them.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm more often putting them in a basket, so it's harder to touch without burning yourself.
Coming up next, we're going to get some Memorial Day stories from our friend Major Steve Prince. Stick with us. We'll be back.